9. Perek of Oy Halois, 13th Mishnah. Hoyitzu Yoshev Zal Shuleho. Vikli. We're talking about this. This kaveres, beehive, and it's sitting upright. Till now it was sitting laying down. So tuma tachteo, it says tuma underneath it, or betoicho, or gavo, inside of it or above it, tuma bakas, or oil bakas, or yeredis, the tuma goes up and down, because the kli does not prevent the tuma from going any one way, and it goes inside of it also, because it's not like we had before, that it's laying on the side, so the inside of it was covered up from top and bottom by the walls of the kli. If it was a tefach suspended above the ground, or mechuso, it had some covering, or kfiya alpiya, was upside down, so that the base was up. Tumah tachteh, toichel gaba, akol tumah. Where the tumah is, everything is tumah. Why? Because the top of it reforms an oil. So if it has a covering, someone goes into it and hits the top of it, that's covered and that spreads the tumah. It's upside down, then the tumah goes through it, through the opening on the bottom, and hits the bottom of it, which is now on the top, and spreads the tumah underneath it and above it.